What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
We're two best friends. We're going on a fragrance journey that spans across continents and the globe and countries, smelling beautiful fragrances and giving you uneducated opinions.
Boy, I can tell you sat on that in the bathtub last night, didn't you?
No, I was right off the dome, Ryan. It's what a professional looks like.
Yes, today we have a really unique fragrance. This is something that he called me overseas.
Yeah.
Early in the mornings, and he told me, man, I've got a fragrance I'm bringing back that's going to blow your fucking mind.
Yeah, I did say that. Actually, there's quite a few influencers out there that I appeared on their videos, and they were like, what's your favorite find of Essence? And it was this fragrance.
Really?
Yeah. So I was happy to tell the world, you know, and reach their, you know, hundreds of thousands of subscribers. But yeah, this was the one that I kept juicing.
Before we get into today's show, really quickly, we are back. Thank you all, just really quick, thank you all to every one of you that have sent both myself and Mike messages regarding my father. He did end up passing on a very unique day, nonetheless.
Right, yeah.
That will be celebrated every 4 years.
Yeah, leap day.
Yeah. But it was awesome to get all those well wishes. I'm a very private person, so it's not something I want to read, but I will have to say, every one of you that have reached out, I probably haven't responded to everybody yet, but I promise I'm going to. Thank you so much. Thank you for being there for both me and Mike. And in the spirit of my father, to keep this thing going, we're going to hit this thing fucking hard.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Yes, let's just hit it hard with the Fragrantica review, Ryan. From Django.
Okay. Is it Django or Django? Is it got a J in it?
It's got a J, but it's got a U and an A together. So it's...
Dawango?
Maybe so. The D silent. It opens up a sweet, minty, creamy bubblegum aroma. As it dries down, you get that creamy chocolate. To me, the chocolate is more of a glass of a warm chocolate milk rather than a rich chocolate gourmand. Ideal for date nights during the fall and winter. Projects well, performs well.
That's interesting, because when we first started this fragrance journey, you were not a person that really cared for minty fragrances.
Right.
You did come around as time has passed. You didn't really care for Le Male, the original one.
It has to be done right. There's actually a couple of mint fragrances that we smelled while we were kind of touring booths, and a couple of them I was like, nope, hate it. Like immediately. Like, nope, nope. So it has to be done right. This fragrance I have smelled. I was so excited about it. I did call you, because even like Chocolate Greedy, we just did, the knee jerk with chocolate is to go very sweet.
Yeah.
And almost like synthetic smelling.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I thought this was the first time I've smelled a chocolate fragrance that almost, they did it right. It's hard to describe, but it's almost like a dark chocolate, not this creamy, super sweet milk chocolate that you're used to. It made it so special. And then the guy was like, I'll give you a travel atomizer of one of these. And I was like, I want that one.
Well, before we get into this fragrance, we still need to do a one-night stand review.
I got
to
say one more thing. Okay. I read a positive review, because in all the years that this has been released, nobody's wrote a negative review about it. And it's been out since, I think, 2017.
Damn, okay.
It's a long-ass time to not get a negative review.
I agree.
Okay, well... Keep going, Ryan.
Well, before we get into today's episode, we need to do a one-night stand review of Yves Saint Laurent's Why L'Elixir.
Hit the music, Todd.
Yeah. One-night stand review.
Well, Mike, after spending the night with Yves Saint Laurent, leaving... rather disappointed, and then going to Italy to experience others. What do you say about Why L'Elixir?
Well, they'll put it this way. We come into the studio this morning getting ready to do an episode, and Ryan goes, oh, fuck. as he sees the box still sitting on the table. He's like, I wonder if too much time has passed for me to return it. You are really worried about it.
I am worried. I still am worried about it. I was like, look, if they won't give me the money back, give me store credit. Let me change it for something.
That says enough about it. It's like he had cold sweats about whether or not he's going to be able to get his money back on this one. So, was it worth the money? Absolutely not.
It's, and I'll reiterate this, it is not a bad smell. It smells good, but it just smells like the other, kind of similar to the other Wise stuff. It's not groundbreaking. I will say it does last a long time. Mm-hmm. I will give it that. But it's not my personal cup of tea. It's not something that I like. Kind of off subject, but on the subject of YSL, somewhat privy to watching episodes of Love is Blind, and there was a really big douchebag on there.
Was he wearing YSL?
On his counter, he had Y on there, and I was like, I just feel like that would fit a person like that.
I like YSL. Y?
No, it does smell good. Yeah. I just, I don't know. For
the
some
douchebag of fragrances.
Yeah. YSL. Not necessarily. But I was just like, fits this guy's MO. But
okay.
Long story short, this one is just... it's just meh. It's too pricey. $200?
Yeah, if you're looking to spend your hard-earned money on a designer fragrance at retail prices,
yeah,
there's better ones out there.
Dude, I got 4-point-something ounces of Acqua Di Giò Parfum for $100.
Yeah.
And I know and trust that. It's not everybody's company, but it smells good. I just feel like you can just get more bang for your buck. That's not it. And if I was going to spend $200 on an elixir, because it was going after Dior Sauvage elixir, that one hands down pulls this pants down on this one. And I mean, gives it some spankings. You know?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's got them over the lap and everything.
Yeah,
It's wild. Yeah, it's a skip.
Yeah, I agree with you. Still a skip. Didn't do anything fantastico, you know, after the episode that I just took notes in my phone. Oh, God, I better make sure to let the listeners know we were wrong. We were so wrong. No, we were right.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. Now let's get into our scent of the day, Hit the Mark by Mint.
Okay, Ryan, before we open this up, we have to send a special thank you over to Mo and the people at Kajal, because they made getting this fragrance even possible.
Yes.
They sponsored my trip to Italy. Could have been our trip, but, you know, of course, Ryan is scared of flying. But they sponsored the trip, and whenever I got over there, we actually have one of the new releases. They've got a couple of new releases out. One is called Lamar Caviar, and we have a full bottle of that we're going to be doing an episode on and giving away to a Patreon. And they have a cool new darker fragrance called I Can.
Okay.
And both of them are very interesting, very cool, and I'm excited to talk more about it. But after all is said and done, we love you, Kajal. You've done so much for us. Couldn't be more thankful. Spray this fragrance, Ryan.
The box is magnetic. Love the atomizer. Here we go. I see why you like this. Okay.
What are you getting? Hit them with the deets.
Huh. Wow. Give me a second. The opening's really pretty. I do kind of get the bubblegummy kind of vibe that they describe. Man, maybe more than the mint itself, but I get kind of a bubblegummy, somewhat of a soft chocolatey smell. This is...
it's almost like a cocoa powder type smell.
Wow, the cardstock smells great.
The mint and the dark chocolate do this thing right at first. It almost gets hairspray-ish, so you kind of got to watch out for that. But
it's kind of hard to explain, but it smells... I would just think like kind of a bubblegum chocolatey thing doesn't sound good. It sounds like you like, maybe this is a good explanation. It's almost like if you went trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you like... you got all the kind of the candy flavors in there kind of mixing. It's all kind of sweet.
You know? Oh, yeah. It's kind of like when you used to get Double Bubble and then that just made every other candy taste like Double Bubble.
Yes.
Because they were all like soupy in there.
Yeah, but it smells really good. This is really, really good.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. It's not something you think you would like, but because it's not overly sweet, it almost makes it smell, and it's not floral, but it's the only way I can describe it as having this like floral quality to it.
God, the cardstock is incredible. The skin for me is really chocolatey pretty much out the gate. It is absolutely done well.
It's the right way to do chocolate. I just kept saying that over and over again. Because the guy's like running me through the line. And they also have like a Coca-Cola inspired one that was really badass too.
Damn.
But he gets to this one and he starts explaining it and he's talking about chocolate and stuff. And in my head, I've already wrote it off. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to hate this. And he sprays it. And as soon as I smell it, I just have to eat my words. Because I was like, wow, this is so unique.
The chocolate on the skin is the best chocolate I've ever smelled.
As a fragrance, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have smelled, I mean, does Black Phantom count as kind of a chocolate in a way?
Some people compare this to that. I don't really get the same because I think when I think of Black Phantom, it's like maybe a chocolate croissant. It's like very buttery, very rich.
Yeah.
This is almost like piercing and rather than being rich, it's like vibrant.
God, it so is. And man, I'm telling you, the top note of the... it's funny. I don't get hardly any mint at all to me. I'm getting more of the bubble gum.
Gotcha.
But it smells really good. Damn, that's pretty baller. And I really am impressed with like the skin and like how the chocolate is.
It's a wild one. If you're a Patreon, we have a travel atomizer, and I'm not sure what size it is. Got to be 10 or 15 mil.
Yeah.
But I think we give it away on the Patreon.
God, whoever gets this, you're going to fucking love this.
Okay, 15 mil.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, the chocolate aspect of this, when I think about how other chocolates are done, they really are, like, really just slammed in there, kind of full of chocolate. So, it kind of gets too much. And you're just like, I don't think I could wear that because it's just too much. This is actually really kind of soft on that, if that kind of makes sense.
Yes.
But it smells really fucking good.
It's really nice, man. I was impressed by mint for sure.
Wow, man. I am somewhat let down that I don't smell like a crazy amount of mint because I was thinking it was going to be like mint chocolate kind of thing.
Oh.
But I'm pleasantly surprised because this, although it doesn't fit what I was imagining in my head, this actually does smell fucking great. I love the opening.
They also had one that smells like freshly cut grass. I think that maybe we were talking with Cynthia about those type of fragrances. Maybe she was saying she liked it. So, Cynthia, you may want to check that one out. But they just, the fragrances that they had, they were all really unique and fun. And like the brand was so cohesive.
Yeah.
The bottles looked badass. The whole thing through, I was just really impressed with this brand.
Yeah. Speaking of the bottles, the bottle for this looks insane. Think of a taller, skinnier version of like a Montal type of shape.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like glass, I'm assuming, or something similar like that. But you were, well, maybe not, because you said a magnetic sleeve goes over the entire thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks fucking badass. It does. It's like a dark turquoise kind of color.
Yeah, this specific one, yes. And then it's like a matte black metal sleeve that goes over the whole thing, kind of magnetic. It's really cool, man. I was very impressed.
Wow. That chocolate is delicious. It's really kind of upscale.
There's like subtle fruity notes and floral notes. And typically when you think of a chocolate fragrance, you think it's just going to be all sweet, all gourmand.
Yeah.
And they've included elements in here that are really surprising that you wouldn't normally expect with a chocolate fragrance.
Well, let's hit them with the notes, man. The notes. So top notes for this thing, there's not a lot. Mint, jasmine, incense. Middle notes, dark chocolate. Maybe that's why. You think that's why it's I feel like it should be like a richer kind of chocolate smell, but it's not dark like I would imagine.
Right, yeah. I think we're not getting the sweetness that we normally expect from that kind of fudgy sort of milk chocolate.
It has patchouli, cedar, vanilla, benzenoin, and labdanum. Not a lot of notes, but it smells... I can't explain it, guys. It just smells really fucking good.
Yeah. I think having the jasmine and the labdanum in there and stuff like that add this subtle floral type vibe to it that you just kind of get it. All in all, just such a unique perspective on chocolate in a fragrance.
Let me hit you with the price and churn real quick. $1,000 trend is kind of going up and down, kind of trends positive. With saying that, do you feel like this is polarizing? Do you think it could be polarizing?
I think it is polarizing to what your preconceived notions of it are going to be.
I agree with that. The price for 70 ml is like 200 something bucks. 230, I think.
Oh, for 70? That's a little on the high side.
It is. But, God, I'm really being serious when I say this. The chocolatey whatever smell in the skin, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of jumping right into this, but I feel like it needs to be done because it makes me question, because I don't know if I could wear this.
Okay.
But who is wearing a fragrance like this? Because I almost feel like for me, it's a attractive woman. Mm-hmm. Like I would love smelling this on. This smells incredible.
Yes. I will agree that it leans feminine.
Okay. God, the tester strip cardstock, this shit. It's drying down to something. It smells really good. It's not crazy loud, by the way, which maybe is a good thing. But man, if somebody's skin smelled like what I'm smelling on my skin right now.
You just want to eat them up?
Yeah. It smells delicious. Very edible.
Yeah, it almost has like a fruity sort of throw off on when you smell the tester strip. There's almost like a fruity nature to it.
Yeah.
It kind of goes this wide spectrum of different places. You know, I've said it a million times. I was just very impressed with this one. Maybe it was because when I came into it, I had all these things that I thought it was going to be as the guy's describing it.
Yeah.
As soon as he says chocolate, I know exactly what it's going to smell like. You know, I know I'm going to, you know, hate it. And then whenever I smelled it and it did all these different things, it blew me away because maybe I just had all these preconceived ideas of what it was going to be. And then it kind of flipped all of them on their head. So
such a unique scent. It really, really is. I love both the tester strip and my skin.
Yeah.
The skin is so, it's juicy.
It's nice.
Do you think this is more of a everyday wear or night on the town? Maybe you're getting intimate with somebody.
Oh, baby.
By intimate, I mean like you just go out and eat or something.
Yeah,
like
of course. Yeah. That's how we get intimate, right? Yeah. We eat.
Yeah.
We get intimate with food. I think if what you're trying to say is this a sexy fragrance?
Yeah.
I'd say so. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. It's probably not your, you know, going to Target or, no. I mean, unless you're trying to pick somebody up at Target or going to Sam's Club, you know, to buy toilet paper in bulk. But yeah, date nights.
Absolutely. Cuddling on the couch or something.
Nights in. Yeah.
Because it seems like every female fragrance reviewer in the world, they always freaking juice on Dolce & Gabbana's the one, EDP.
Okay.
But they always say it's something that you have to get close to like really enjoy. It's not something that's going to be really loud.
Yeah.
This fits that vein to me.
Like, yeah, it is a more intimate fragrance in that it's probably not crazy in projection.
No, but
if you get close enough.
Oh, yeah. They lay in their head on your chest. Trust me, they're going to be like, he smells so good.
Or if you're laying your head on her chest.
They're like, she smells so good.
Exactly. Well, let's get into it, Ryan. Are you going to skip it?
Sample it?
Or buy it?
What are you going to do, Mike? Now that you've traveled back from Italy.
Yes. This, to me, is a hard sample for people.
Absolutely.
Even if you think you hate chocolate fragrances, you should really try this. And I think that as a gift for a lady in your life, I think this will be a fun fragrance to give as a gift. I think it's ultimately for me, I would buy it as a gift for a beautiful lady in my life.
Let me tell you guys. I mean, if you listen to the show, I know you guys have. We get stuff all the time. You're like, I just fucking binged 280,000 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, dude. You know that I cannot stand gourmands.
Right.
So this kind of, I would assume, kind of leans gourmandish if you want to.
Yeah, but I would almost say this is one of the first chocolate fragrance I've smelled that isn't a straight up gourmand.
No, agreed.
In direction.
Agreed. And that's why I was kind of saying like, it is hard for me to like fragrances that are gourmandish, that are supposed to smell like foods and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you know me, you know, I'm harsh on these. this is really done well to where, because every time I've worn a Gourmand, they end up kind of making me like a nauseous or I get I got headaches on fucking Black Phantom. But it's like this, dude, this is done well. It's soft enough to where it's not just like overbearing, like a scratch and sniff sticker got shoved up your nose. It's like, it's light enough that it smells really good. You smell the chocolate, and the chocolate's the best I have smelled, period, on my skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody, if I was laying my head on somebody's chest, damn, dude.
You'd go to Gobbletown?
Goddamn.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You want Ryan to gobble down on you, you might as well hit the mark.
Good Lord. I'm going to be like Mike here for a minute. I really apologize that this episode's not up to par. But it's been a week since, it's been over a week since we've seen each other, and like a lot has transpired. When we came here, we were like two kids that hadn't seen each other on the playground for like a month. We were like kind of telling stories like 10 feet apart and everything. And like as soon as we got here on the mic, though, I can feel it's like
coming back.
We're back in our zone. But so if this is not the episode you expected coming back, hey, man, lay the fuck off of us.
Yeah, okay? We've had some shit going down.
But you know what? I think next episode, let's tease it. Next episode, I do want to do the Lamar caviar.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
It is very unique. I can't mess with it until we do the episode. So I'm like, we got to do that one.
Yeah, there is something to say about Kajal. Just quickly, this is an innovative step towards a different way to do fragrances.
And you're hyping this up. I have not experienced this yet.
It's just, if I could describe it, I think they say it's tiny little fragrance pearls. It's water-based instead of alcohol-based.
Okay.
And it's sure enough, when you spray it on your skin, the consistency is a little bit different. You can see like the almost like a translucent sort of sparkle of these things as they hit your skin.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool. And I think that for any brand that's willing to try something out new, probably spend the time, the expenses that it takes to innovate, try something different, and then to land on something this cool, I'm stoked for them. I'm really excited about next episode.
Well, we're going to have to hurry up and do that one because I'm not going to wait a week to do it.
Yep. Yeah.
Again, guys, we appreciate all your love, support. We're back. We'll get back into the full swing of things. Patreons, you're about to get a mint fragrance, so look for that. And until next time,
spray it up, y'all.